WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The tariff war shows no signs of ending, and now investors on Wall Street have another worry. Congress can't come up with a government funding plan. Here's correspondent Erica Brown.
Markets continue to tumble, with investors nervous about the economic uncertainty from a looming partial government shutdown.
If there's a shutdown, it's only because of the Democrats, and they would really be taking away a lot from our country.
Canadian officials were in Washington today for talks on tariffs. Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch.
That could set the tone for negotiations that the president could have with other countries like the EU.
A federal judge has ruled the administration must offer reinstatement to federal workers fired during probationary periods. CBS's Jake Rosen.
This judge accused the government of using OPM, a government vehicle, to fire all of these employees instead of actually doing it at the agency level, which he said was necessary. He also said these employees did not have the proper due process to appeal their claims.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another coalition of states filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over planned layoffs in the Department of Education. On Tuesday, the agency announced plans to lay off about 1,300 employees, or about half of its workforce. The coalition requested a court order to stop the dismantling of the department, arguing the layoffs are illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin has joined a number of lawsuits accusing the Trump administration of overstepping its authority. Republican state lawmakers have proposed ending daylight savings time in the state. State Representative Nate Gustafson and State Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara introduced the legislation, saying the disruptive transition can lead to increased risks and negatively affect mental health and productivity. They also noted the negative effect the time change has on young children who have their usual routines upended. Only two other states don't recognize daylight saving time, but a number of others have considered similar legislation. An upcoming fundraiser hosted by Forever Fit will benefit the Feed Our Kids food backpack program in Rice Lake. The Climb for Kids fundraiser will take place from March 24th to March 28th, during which participants will be asked to set a goal for how many flights of stairs they will climb on a stair stepper exercise machine. They'll then be asked to collect pledges or make their own donations based on how many steps they climb in a 30-minute session at the event. The proceeds will go to support over 300 children in the area. Congressman Derek Van Orden hosted a virtual town hall on Wednesday amid criticisms over his perceived lack of availability to constituents. Congressman Van Orden began by repeating claims that George Soros-funded agitators have been disrupting in-person town halls across the country. He shared updates on the budget proposals in Congress and said he's been pushing back on some spending cut efforts by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. He closed the town hall by answering a handful of pre-submitted questions from attendees. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers advance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Northwestern Wildcats today in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The final, Wisconsin 70-63. John Tanjay asked if the Badgers were a little nervous heading into this one after the loss at home to Penn State over the weekend.
I don't think there was too much nerves for me. We knew it was going to be physical. We know every game at this level, especially in conference play, is going to be tough. So we just had to come out here with the right mindset, and I think me and the guys really came with that.
Wisconsin faces UCLA tomorrow afternoon around 1:30 in New York. Marquette winning today in a close one, 89-87 over Xavier at Madison Square Garden. The Golden Eagles advance in the Big East tournament against the number one seed St. John's tomorrow night around 5:30. NBA, Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight in Milwaukee, but LeBron James will not be there. He's back in LA getting treatment for a groin injury. The Bucks trying to snap a three-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper 40s. Breezy tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid 70s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high upper 30s. Currently at 64 degrees.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a live interview with candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Brittany Kinzer, on why she's challenging incumbent Jill Underley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening, but you can also be a part. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just PS working hard on the board, getting the lines, spinning the tunes, cutting up that wonderful sound. And Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, doing a little extra time with me today. Earl, thanks for sticking around, man. Appreciate it.
Always excited, man.
Yeah, dude. All right, so some of the national news. We talked a little bit here last hour about what's going on in the state of Wisconsin, this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, election right around the corner, April 1st coming up. Man, real quick, like a few weeks, man. So don't forget to go out and vote Susan Crawford. You know, if you give a damn, go vote for Judge Crawford. Some of the national news items coming down the line, and this one does relate to the state of Wisconsin, as Axios reports, Democratic attorneys general sue the Trump administration over Education Department cuts. Just a little bit here. Coalition of 21 Democratic attorneys general on Thursday sued the administration over its plan to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. Now, Linda McMahon confirmed that mass layoffs this week were the first step toward shuttering the department. The attorneys general argued that the recent mass layoffs of department staff was illegal and unconstitutional. They're seeking a court order to stop further disruption. The lawsuit asserts that only Congress may abolish an agency it created, unquote. McMahon did acknowledge this last week that Congress would have to be involved in dismantling the department. Now, of those 21 states, well, guess what, man? Wisconsin's on it. We got a Josh Call and Tony Evers, according to Molly Beck, over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They have joined this lawsuit a little bit from the filing. The layoffs are so severe and extreme that it incapacitates components of the department responsible for performing functions mandated by statute, effectively nullifying those mandates. A little bit more here, the quote from Governor Evers on this. Here's what the governor had to say. I will fight every effort by President Trump and his administration to mess with our schools, our kids, and their futures, especially when he doesn't have the power to do what he's trying to do, like trying to unilaterally obliterate an agency Congress created. I continue to urge congressional Republicans to stand up to efforts to undermine our constitutional checks and balances and stop these reckless attacks on our kids, our schools, our communities, and our state. The General Sentinel reporting, again, Wisconsin, one of 21 states suing over this administration's efforts to dismantle the Department of Education. Now, on top of that, CNN is reporting a federal judge ordered a half a dozen federal agencies to immediately reinstate probationary employees fired last month as part of Trump administration's effort to rapidly shrink the federal workforce. The judge called it a sham. A sham! The preliminary injunction issued from the bench by U.S. District Judge William Alsup requires the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Interior, and Treasury to rehire its employees. The judge said that he might extend the order to cover other federal agencies at a later time. Now, this judge was an appointee of Clinton, Bill Clinton. He was making the ruling because he believes the Office of Personnel Management unlawfully directed the agencies earlier this year to lay off probationary employees, a quote from the judge. The court finds that the Office of Personnel Management did direct the agencies to terminate probationary employees, with the exception of mission-critical employees. The OPM said they merely issued guidance. The judge said the order is effective immediately and, quote, this is the order and it counts, unquote. So, above and beyond all the turmoil from tariffs and Trump just being Trump and these feckless Republicans and, you know, that the Democrats are really have few options because this is a Republican government. Now these folks, these probationary folks might have a job, might not have a job. Go back and work, go back to. I mean, how does Earl, it seems like we're just bouncing from one foot to the other. And certainly the Republicans cannot. I mean, no, they think they can, but I cannot imagine that they think an executive order from the chief executive should undo, unwind, obliterate act of statute from a co-equal branch of government in Congress, Earl. Shouldn't they be going through Congress to do this? And aren't these lawsuits, like Brad Schimmel talked about in the last hour, oh, they're fighting all these lawsuits against Trump. Yeah, because he's doing unconstitutional things and overstepping his authority. Your thoughts, sir?
You know, man, as a very young man, when I was working in the auto industry with a young family, and the economy would go bad and I would get laid off, and I hadn't really had a chance to, you know, build a nest egg, and the uncertainty that I felt, and the fear. You got a mortgage, man. These people have mortgages. They have families.
Right.
You know, they have commitments. And just because of some really lunatics, man, and really, to be honest with you, lunatic is a nice name for these guys, but they're really heartless, man.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even give it a second thought that these people have families, children, Dominic. All of a sudden, they weren't even sensing any of this. And all of a sudden, some guy just comes in and they just take their jobs and their livelihood. Can you imagine the pain that people are feeling, man? Suicidal, Dominic. You know, all of those things. And these people did these things. I mean, and yet, without even knowing whether or not they had the right to do it.
Didn't care if they had the right to
do
it.
I know, man.
Take me to court, prove me wrong. That's the mentality of this administration. And then when they're taken to court, then all the Republicans stand up and say, oh, they're taking them to court. They're not letting them do it. I mean, come on, man. Earl, and I literally heard Donald Trump words out of his own mouth recently about the Department of Education, something to the effect like, well, they don't. Most of them don't work anyway.
Yeah.
They're just you know, not working. Like Donald Trump, who goes golfing all the time. Like the Wisconsin Republicans, you know, who control the calendar, who take 8 months off at a time. You know what I'm saying? Going to commit to other people doing or not doing the work. A little bit more from the reporting, Earl, because it gets worse. If you can believe it, it gets worse. Now, this ruling came in a case brought by labor unions, Earl. Labor unions and others challenging the OPM's role in the firing, which affected thousands of employees and sent shockwaves through various federal agencies, some of which later rehired some of the same workers. Even before this, like, oh, we fired two men, you got to come back now. As CNN reports, the judge was highly critical of the administration's justification for firing the employees. OPM had provided agencies with a template termination letter that cited the employees' quote performance unquote as the reason they were being let go. But the judge said that rationale was the government's attempt to end run federal law, setting up specific rules for reducing federal workforce. Quote, the reason that OPM wanted to put this based on performance was at least in part, in my judgment, a gimmick to avoid the Reductions in Force Act, the judge said, because the law always allows you to fire somebody for performance. It's a sad day when our government would fire some good employee and say it was based on performance when they know good and well it's a lie. That should not have been done in our country. It was a sham in order to try to avoid statutory requirements, unquote, from the judge. A sham, Earl. And they knew this going in. They knew. So they're like, they're pressing all the buttons. Challenge, trying to get this 14th Amendment citizens rule up to the Supreme Court. Trying to challenge whether or not these judges who put a hold on it can put a hold on it throughout the entire country or just in some jurisdictions. Well, how does that work? At the end of the day, Earl, this administration knows that when they're putting these letters out, this template saying you're fired for performance, that they're not actually fired for performance, that they are, in fact, performing in many cases. Just read the report, and these folks are getting reviews that were stellar. And then a week later, they get this from this administration, the judge seeing right through it. Does anybody give a damn that the government is lying to the court and to the employees and these agencies in order to try to do an end around, get around the statute? It bothers me, Earl. This is supposed to be, although we know it's not, the party of law and order.
You know, Dominic, I'm sure you're getting text messages from people who think this is all the right thing to do, right? And to me, man, that's the worst part of it. Donald Trump and Elon Musk be damned. But other American citizens who know it, that what is taking place is wrong. Man, it's as simple as right. And clearly they're on the wrong side of all of this. And it is going to bear itself out, but the damage is kind of already done. When you fire half the people at the education department, so and say, well, the states can take over. So Dominic, I'm just an average Joe.
Yeah.
But I do know that who's going to disseminate the money to the states for education that goes into the states, they go to the schools, the universities. Who's going to do that?
Donald Trump will do it, man. I mean, but you better put some Trump Bibles in that school if you want some money from the federal government, right?
Yeah, man. It is, you know, this is not even funny anymore, right? We see what these people have done. The rest of the world looks, he's kind of destroyed the relationships that were built up over 80, 90 years right. After World War II. He's made these people the enemies, man.
Well, but at the other side of that, though, he's really cozying up to that Putin character.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm really kind of blown away that this has been able to happen. You just wonder, how did this happen, man? You know, and the rest of our nation wasn't prepared for it, you know. And our government wasn't prepared for it. How did they let one man do this? Well, he didn't do it by himself.
Well, right, man. It wasn't one man. Master. Remember that Project 2025 yeah, he knew nothing about? And right. They've been laying down this groundwork from day one. And now, you know, there's no guardrails other than the courts. And we have a Department of Justice walking in to a federal court and lying to the judge. Now, he had ordered the OMB director to testify during the hearing, but the Justice Department refused to make that guy available. You're afraid to do so because you know cross-examination will reveal the truth, the judge said. I tend to doubt that you're telling me the truth. Come back with us. We tell you the truth all the time. 855-752-4842.
Yeah. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Slip away, because your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a rose in a distant cloud, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, loving the one we are with. 855-752-4842. 855-757. Jeff P.S. on the board. Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show, Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Check out his fine program. I'm going to get to some of the callers and the texters talking about this judge who has ordered, I guess, what, thousands of people to be hired back again at various departments. Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Interior, and Treasury. Because what? Because the administration lied. Lied that they were fired for performance when in fact they weren't. And Tim from Wales, he texts in, people get fired for no reason. I worked at Kohl's Corporation, main headquarters. Came in one day, 12% of the company got cut that day. No early notice after 12 years. I feel bad for them, but job is guaranteed. I think Tim meant to say no job is guaranteed. Perhaps in the private sector, man. But here's the point. The Department of Education, these other agencies, Earl, were created by acts of Congress, a third co-equal branch of government through statutory, through making laws, right? And above and beyond that, they have the Reductions in Force Act. I mean, you can't fire someone unless it's for performance, and just making it up, saying that there's performance, doesn't make it true, as the judge pointed out. So, I mean, and there's one reason perhaps why people are so mad about federal workers. Well, it's hard to fire them, right? It's like, well, yeah, because what happens? Some ass gets in office and wants to crap can everybody and hire his own lackeys for the job and give them pay. I mean, that doesn't bode well for the legacy institutional knowledge of every one of these departments. If all of a sudden someone like Pete Hegseth was put in charge of, I don't know, the Pentagon, you know, you know what I'm saying? These aren't obviously these particular organizations are not the Pentagon, but the point is, yes, there are specific protections for these jobs. And Donald Trump cannot legally come in and do that. So I guess that's my pushback on from our friend from Wales. Earl, your thoughts?
You know, Dominic, I will say this. When we've never seen anybody do what they've done to veterans, ever.
Ever.
It's all, that's the third rail. Always. Nobody dare say anything about that. Guys, you and I know who put their lives on the line as young men, 18 years, sent halfway around the world, supposedly to fight for democracy. Mm. And suffering horrible physical wounds, mental wounds, and scars. And so they get a few extra points. They make sure that they, many of them can get a job with the government, which they have earned. I'm a taxpayer.
Veterans helping other veterans, Earl.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, do I mind help a veteran getting a job and part of my tax dollars going for that veteran, especially a wounded? Like, come on, man. And yet they've been able to do something that's generally a kiss of death. Man, they got rid of a bunch of veterans working. Man, they'll throw babies out the window. These are cold-blooded, cold-hearted, animal instinct. You know, it's hard to even call them human beings.
Well, and God forbid, Earl, as a veteran, you get fired from your job and you reach out to your congressional representative, like, I don't know, Congressman Derek Van Orden. And this cat was already fired, just asking, you know, hey, what's going on, a little help. And Derek Van Orden, of course, didn't know that. And castigates him, saying, I'm going to turn you over to Musk. What are you doing? I looked at your social media. You should be working. I'm like, man, what do you want? So, you know, the ignorance abounds, Earl. And it's like these folks, they don't. So if you say, you know, thank you for your service, but then fire everybody, are you really thankful for their service?
No,
or is it,
man,
all just a bunch of BS? Because, you know, this is coming from folks that, you know, used to be the party of family values, right? Well, come on. Elon Musk has like 15 kids. You know, he's not married, right? What are we talking about? Donald Trump, don't even get me going, man. How many kids? How many moms? The sexual abuse allegations. Oh, you know, a party of fiscal conservatism. Man, no one's added more to the deficit than Donald Trump, man. Now, granted, a lot of people agreed to it, but that's just the facts. The things, the way that this party has presented itself. The party of law and order. What? Law and order? You sent a mob to the Capitol to overthrow the government, man. People died. And then the dude, Trump goes around and pardons everybody. The things that they have said over the course of the years is bunk, man. And if anything, you can call me what you want, but damn it, Earl, I have been consistent.
Well, see, that's the point, Dominic. That really is the point. You and I know, and I'm sure many others in this audience know, that all the things that they've been talking about, and we knew it anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, those of us who've watched them, but these are the worst.
That's the worst,
okay?
Man.
I mean, you know, the MAGA group, I thought sometimes, man, that, you know, the Tea Partiers. Come on, they were teetotalers.
Compared to this.
The MAGA people, man. And they're proud of it. Yeah, yeah, I did it and I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you're starving children. Yeah, we'll starve some more. I mean, that's the mentality of these people. And they really need to look in the mirror, Dominic. You know, I'm not going to invoke religion because it's not my thing. But they claim to be religious people, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me? They claim to be Christian. Oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, you are you? Oh, okay. All right. I got a different definition of what it is, man. It ain't you.
I'm one of those Christians that God wants me to be rich and to hell with everybody else. That's the kind of Christian I am. Earl, just a couple of the texters here. Gary from Madison, he says, Van Orden is a belligerent drunk. Well, Gary, that's your opinion, and I probably agree with it. Diane from Madison, Earl, you are so right. My brother served 38 years and came home without a scratch that could be seen. But what about the scars that are unseen, Ms. Diane from Madison? Yeah, for real. And, you know, folks are so eager to send those young soldiers out.
Yes.
But, you know, but when they come back and they need, you know, they continue need our support, Well, it's all fine and dandy until what? Until the orange god says it's not, and then to hell with the veterans, to hell with the educators, to hell with everybody. Folks, come back with us. Do we still have the right to free speech? Hell yeah, we do! At least if I come back on the other side. Join us, 855-752-4842. More of your calls.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to check fire danger warnings before outdoor burning as wildfire season arrives. According to a press release, the state has already seen around 170 wildfires this year, burning over 450 acres. Officials say that's about four times more wildfires than usual at this time of year. They also say fire danger will be on the rise this weekend as warm temperatures, clear lingering snowfall, and some dry weather and gusty winds move across the state. On Wednesday night, Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel faced off in their only scheduled debate ahead of the critical Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Debate topics ranged from abortion rights to election laws to the amount of money put into the race on both sides, as the candidates sought to clarify their own positions while raising concerns about their opponent. The result of the April 1st election will have a significant impact on Wisconsinites, determining whether the state's highest court will remain in liberal control or return to conservative control. The town of Washington is once again collecting signatures from residents in their pursuit to incorporate into a village. The town began the petition last summer in an effort to prevent any further land from being annexed by neighboring Eau Claire and Altoona. During their first petition attempt, the town secured over 600 signatures. They voluntarily dismissed that petition to make technical changes to it and are now planning to start the signature collection process again over the next few days. The annexed land was taken for housing projects. The former owner of Dana's Bar and Grill in Eau Claire has officially been charged with arson in relation to the August 2021 fire that destroyed it. 71-year-old Jeffrey Root is facing charges of arson of a building with intent to defraud. According to court documents, officials estimated that the fire caused around $350,000 of damage. Fire crews on the scene had reported that the building smelled like gasoline. Root is also accused of removing cash, poker machines, and a jukebox from the building before the fire. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper 40s. Breezy tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid 70s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high upper 30s. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
To the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, Just PS on the board, on the lines. Earl Ingram joining me today as co-host. You can check his show out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been told, I've been ignoring the callers. Sorry, callers, 855-75-CIVIC. We will get to you, but let's throw a couple of the texters out there as well. Let's see. Our buddy Scott, I needed a wind down after watching that crazy Marquette game. Thankfully, I found Dom and Earl spitting truth bombs left and right. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, Marquette, man, they won a squeaker today, 89-87. Wow. Hell of a game. The Big East tournament going on. Basketball is happening, folks. Thank you, Scott. Hope you're feeling better, my man. Dale from Oshkosh, from Osh Vegas. Dale says this: Musk has declared that the, quote, fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy, unquote. Man. Yes, Dale, I did see that quote. And Earls, we're talking about these, you know, these Republicans seemingly having a lack of empathy. I've seen it described as that evil, quote unquote, doesn't, all that requires is zero empathy. If you have no empathy, if you can watch the suffering of others with ease, hell, maybe even encourage that, is that evil? Now, I'm not a big, you know, good and evil kind of guy, but if you lack empathy, if you cannot muster up the courage and the love of your fellow human beings to give a damn about other people other than yourselves and your tax cuts, I don't know that's the kind of great for society, Earl. I mean, weren't we taught to be empathetic? I mean, that's how I grew up, man. You got to be empathetic. They used to put it a different way. Put yourself in other people's shoes, right? And if you do that, does it change your perspective? Well, of course it does. Of course it does.
I'll pass my time on to the.
Right. Al from Jackson, we need to start calling the GOP the party of white collar crime. Yeah, that'll work. Also, from Oshkosh, Trump's crashing the economy resembles a pump and dump stock market manipulation. Yeah, it's hard to know what's really going on there. We'll get to what's going on as far as these protests for the arrest of the student from Columbia, the student protester, Mahmoud Khalil. He is being held in detention right now. Hundreds of people protested at Trump Tower in Manhattan. We're going to go there next, but let's get to some of the phones because Jess told me to. And also, don't forget.
I was about to say, can I claw back my time on that one? But no, I give it up.
855-752-4842. Don't forget, we tell each other something good at the end of the show to wrap it up with a smile on our face. Let's get to a Mark from the SAC. You've been the most patient. Thank you for sticking around, unlike you other callers. What do you got for us, Mark?
Yeah, not a problem, brother. And it's interesting, Donald Trump is now going for going against anti-Semitism. Here's the guy who had no condemnation for the guys who were out there chanting in the crowd, "Jews shall not replace us."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes. As far as I know, this guy was just protesting of the ill treatment the Palestinians were receiving, you know, by the Israeli government. I mean, and it's just amazing the same confusion I think a lot of these Republicans have. and that, you know, they separate the Jewish government from Jews themselves. I mean, in this country, we're supposed to be anti-Semitic because George Washington said in his letter to the congregation of what Newport, Rhode Island, in the, back in the day, that the stock of Abraham is welcome in this country, as is the stock of everybody other religion in this country. And that includes Palestinians as well, it should be. And that whenever we see people getting blasted the way the Palestinians were getting blasted, I mean, that because not every one of those supported what Hamas did
right
on October 7th, for God's sake. I mean, and but this is the same lack of empathy that they have toward the Palestinians, toward the people of Ukraine. I mean, it is just, this is what is the for them, it is, Ayn Rand thought her favorite, you know, saying was by that child killer William Edward Hickman, what is good for me is right. And that's setting aside everybody else. They only care about themselves and what everybody else can produce for them.
Bode well for a government and society based on we the people. You know, it's not, hey, I the person. It's not, I don't say I the person, I'll do whatever the hell I want. No, it's we the people, Mark. And I think they sometimes forget about that. You know, and frankly, I think we the people forget about that too. The real power is with we the people. I mean, if we had, you know, all the people, Earl, that are on the sidelines that don't really pay attention, again, I get it. It's tough to do, and what do you believe? You know what I'm saying? There's so much information being thrown at you, and if you're not dialed in, if you don't, you know, don't have a basis of understanding for how things work, it's easy just to tune into your local, you know, right wing radio host that comes on after the Brewer game, and believe everything they're saying because it sounds newsy. I'm very concerned about the lack of effort perhaps from those folks that do not engage. But listen, if you don't, you know, engage in politics, and politics will eventually engage with you, and you might not like what happens. 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to mention, first off, there is a march that's happening in Madison at noon tomorrow. It's part of a national effort for a recognition of what the vets are going through with the slash and burn of the Veterans Administration. So it's at noon at the state capitol, and that's at all 50 state capitals, and then in Washington, D.C., too. And a good time to get out to support our veteran brothers and sisters who are and workers who are really going through it. It's one of those things where, you know, this whirlwind that's going on, where the stock market is bouncing around and the tariffs are bouncing around, pushed forward by this nutball we have as president. I was kind of struck by the fact that the prime minister of Ireland was there yesterday. And of course, Trump had to be his usual ungrateful self and said that, gee, you stole our pharmaceutical companies. And then he goes on, you know, to talk about the tariffs that he wants to hit the EU with, including a 200% tariff on European alcoholic beverages. And it's like, I bet most of us, if you took us and said, okay, what tariffs are in place now for which countries, when, how much, we wouldn't be able to say.
Right.
It's been Canada, it's been Mexico, it's South Korea, it's Brazil, it's EU, back and forth. So it has this, it's a manic, maniac way of living. If you had a bus driver like this, you would get off the bus. You would not stay in this bus. You know, I mean, it's that simple. And he was on today, and he was talking about, he goes back to this situation where he, quote, opened up the water and watered Los Angeles, and nobody but him was smart enough to think, oh, I should open up the water. Of course, by opening up the water that he did in Northern California, it went into the San Joaquin Valley many months before they need it. And so they're going to be in drought circumstances in summer and not have the water they need. And none of that got to L.A. It went to the San Joaquin Valley and is now burning away in the sun. But he said today, this tells you what our bus driver is like. He said, quote, I invaded Los Angeles and we opened up the water and the water is now flowing down. It can't. There are mountains, you know, north of Los Angeles. Water does not go over mountains. This is what it's like our bus driver is insane. The stock market is tumbling yet again. They're deciding whether it's, you know, correction territory or are we heading to bear territory.
Mm-hmm.
In what, you know, 6 weeks, that kind of thing? Clearly something is wrong and needs to be attended to, whether the guy has dementia or narcissistic personality disorder or I don't know what. But can this country withstand within this first 6 weeks, 8 weeks of him in office, this kind of bonkerness. So I'd say time for a new bus driver, however we make it happen. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Jill. Love the bus driver analogy. Earl, I would jump off that bus even if it was moving, you know, drop and roll and hopefully hope for the best. But she's absolutely right, man. We're like bouncing back and forth. And to say that this is somehow anybody else's responsibility, well, here's the responsibility for whom it lies. Those who voted for Donald Trump, those who support Donald Trump, those who have enabled Donald Trump, and Donald Trump himself. This is what we're dealing with, Earl.
You mean, all I can say is last caller very well said. Let's bring the next one up.
All right, 855-752-4842, because we got to pay attention to the callers, right, Jess?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cam from Appleton, my old stomping grounds.
One of them.
What do you got for us, Cam?
Hey, I have good news for you. You had mentioned before that you'd want some proof about the election hack. Well, there is a judge right now in New York that is considering one of the lawsuits that was presented related to the election hack because of the evidence provided showing sufficient evidence of manipulation. So
Ooh.
That lawsuit should be taking off pretty soon here. The other thing is I figured out where our timeline went wrong. And if this lawsuit doesn't work out, I'm suggesting we build a time machine, go back and stop Kim and Kanye West from having sex and videotaping it, because that honestly was the catalyst.
From that point, man, it all branches out from there. Hey, Cam, thank you for the update on the election concerns. If there's a court case, certainly we want to know what's going on with that. And I don't know. I thought maybe we go back further. Maybe it was Elvis shaking his hips. You know, or when women started voting, I don't know there's all sorts of things we could point to. But you know, this is our government, man. I mean, we get the government we deserve, and this is what people apparently voted for. If you believe the election results, Cam, and now we need to deal with that. And one of the ways we do that certainly is through our voice. And our actions and our protests. And let's roll this one out there for your consideration as well, Earl. NBC reporting that nearly 100 protesters were arrested Thursday following a sit-in at Trump Tower in Manhattan to demand the release of Mahmoud Khalil, a Palestinian activist detained over the weekend by federal immigration agents. Earl, that he's here legally with a green card. He has not been convicted, let alone charged with any crimes. This is some pretty scary stuff to have, you know, the man come in and drag you away.
You know, Dominic, you know, I have to weigh in on this one. You know, universities, man, are the place where, you know, historically, dissent has been welcome. And that's the place where when people are young, you and Jess both were in universities, before you get bogged down with what adults are bogged down with, worried about your mortgage, your family, and all those kind of things. So you can't fight things. The universities have always been the place. And so I thought from the onset, man, back when this whole thing was going on, I remember going down to UWM. They had the tent cities. And they kept talking about these people don't know what they're. Oh, they've been misled. So I went down and talked with them. Listen, man, in this nation, this is the place that we claim you have the right to protest, man. When did they stop that, Dominic? When did we stop having the right to protest? And if you can say, we can pick and choose now what people can protest about, which we have been doing for some time with George Floyd and Antifa and all those other things. You know, when people allow this to take place, excuse me, stop telling me about democracy, Dominic. Stop telling me about the Bill of Rights. Stop telling me about the Constitution. Stop telling me about all of those things. If you aren't willing to fight for this man, who did what, Dominic? What we have a constitutional right to do in this nation.
To protest. And heaven forbid, heaven forbid he be a student with a green card and criticize the policies of this country. You know what? Kent State shootings, man. Ford Denton, Ohio. You know, this is 855-752-4842. One last segment. Our pal Earl and you folks can join us. Tell us something good. We're going to end this on something good. 855-75. Come back with us.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
If it's a day that ends in Y, VFW Post 305 on Star Avenue has great food and fun events. On Monday, it's the soup flight, while Tuesday is open mic night and homemade chimichangas and tacos. Wednesday brings acoustic music and wings, Thursday sliders and trivia, and Friday karaoke and, of course, a fish fry. Saturday features homemade pizza and live bands in the back hall, and Sunday has food service all day with oldies music. Check out Facebook or VFWPost305.com for more info. It's all happening on Star Avenue at VFW Post 305.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Join the love train. Last segment, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Starting out by telling us something good, then we'll get to your questions as well. I got Earl Ingram joining me for one last segment. Listen to his show Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jess P.S. working on the board. A couple of our texters, I'm going to throw this out there as well. Let's see. We got MT from Monona. All I have to say is I really hope the world does not judge America through the actions of a spray tan. <You know? laughs> I hope. You know, isn't it funny how the ugliest and loudest of us get the attention? And certainly, you know, we don't judge a people by their government. Yeah, I hope. You know what I mean? I met some really cool Iranians. I met some really cool Russians. Maybe don't like their government, but people are people, man. And most people just want to get through the day. You know what I'm saying? Mary from Tulsa expressing, quote, lack of empathy, unquote, is too kind for MAGA. Rather, hate is more realistic. Unhappy face. Aw, yeah, maybe, but, yeah, man, it takes a lot of energy to hate. What else we got? Jameson from Pennsylvania chiming in. The real conspiracy started when T went to the harbor. It was all mind control since the water. Yeah, I've read this insanity. Keep it real. Keep being real, Dom. We love you. Love you back, Jameson. Appreciate it. Diane from Madison. Guys, a good note. And no matter how bad things get, Trump and Elon cannot stop us from gardening. Right. I'm not a big gardener, but I hear what you're saying. I like looking at other people's gardens. Kimber from Muscadet, something good. Civic media is a thing. Right on, Kimber. Appreciate that. 855-752-4842. Tell us something good. Jim from DeForest, you are up. Tell us something good.
Hi, Dom. Yeah, I got something good. What you were saying today, the courts, they stood in our favor today.
Yes. Good day.
Getting courts to stand up for. Exactly. And that's been probably made me feel a lot better today because what I'm going to tell you now isn't so nice.
Okay.
Because I really think the other night I woke up in the middle of the night trying to figure out, I don't know, it just came clear to me. I've been confused on what all these decisions and actions that are being taken by Trump and Elon. A lot of us don't make sense of it. It seems stupid or completely crazy. Well, I think I know what's going on. I figured it out. And I think he's trying to take our money. So what he's going to do is he's going to try to cripple our country the way he is to the point where it gets where it has to be a state of emergency. There'll be not enough government things running. People lose enough jobs. People make, you know, a run on the institutions for their bank, their money. And he could easily then at that point call in a state of emergency. And I believe with a state of emergency, the president has certain powers. And he could tax us. He could say, okay, well, we need your money now to fund the country. So he would take our money, put it in his personal government account to the point where he has control of the country. And then he can use any of that money he wants to buy any military, and he won't just be the king of the country. You think he'd stop there, the extreme narcissist? He wants to be king of the world.
King of the world! Oh, damn, that's depressing, Jim. But thanks for bringing it up. 855-752-4842. I do agree that he is looking, Donald Trump is looking for any reason to expand his power. I would also say, you know, listen, in the last, couple of months, Elon Musk apparently lost about $148 billion. Now, he's still worth $330 billion, but he keeps going on this trajectory.
he might be one of us.
Right, man. I don't know how he'll handle being one of us. It's hard to be one of us. It's easy to be like that. 855-752-4842. Tom from New Berlin, you're up. Tell us something good, Tom.
Hey, I tell you what, I was looking at some of my stuff. I got a flower farm here, and I'm looking forward to Arts in Bloom coming up in the beginning of April.
Oh,
so
nice.
All your florists in the area, they do a piece to the artwork, which is really, really, you know. Dr. Jane Manner, I know she
yeah,
likes
Yeah, man,
too.
Super cool. Say. Thank you, Thomas. Arts in Bloom. It is that time of year, man. But don't go out there and start gardening too soon. Gordy, you know something about that. You put the flowers out there too early, they're going to die. Gordy, welcome. What do you got?
Yeah, I got a couple of good things. One of the things that we saw today was we saw our first bluebird, which is sort of way early, and maybe this is one of the benefits of global warming.
Nice.
But the other good thing is on December 27th of this past year, my wife, I, and my son called our broker and had to move all of our retirement funds out of the market and put it in a safe government bond. And he was surprised. He said, "You're going to miss the Donald Trump economy
yeah,
here and
yeah.
all the growth in the market."
Wow, Gordy, that's some good thinking there. I wish I would have acted on that or at least played the VIX a little bit. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Tom from L.A., you will have the last word. Tell us something good, Tom.
All right. First off, it is my cousin, Kevin Walsky of Andy's Heating and Air. It's his birthday today.
Oh, right on. Happy birthday.
Second, you know Kevin.
Yep.
So, and then second, you know, what would this, what would this country be without civic media? Civic media has really been, just think if it wasn't here and how much more control the right wing would have. One thing I'd want to say to be aware of is the War Powers Act and Z, or now what they're called is Academy. Eric Prince's place.
Yeah, Eric Prince from Blackwater, never going away, just read labeling. Thank you, Tom. Got to cut you short. Appreciate you and all of our fine listeners for playing along today. Thank you, Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show. Check his fine program out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Thank you so much, Earl. Look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you, Jess, for all that you do. And folks, stick around. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is coming up next. Hey, I got something good. I'm going to go have a couple of beers with my pal, Fancy Brian. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
Have you noticed that Donald Trump's position on Ukraine seems to change daily? We break it all down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in California has ordered the Trump administration to rehire thousands of probational workers let go in mass firings. CBS's Jake Rosen.
The agency head who would actually oversee any administrative complaints that these employees had was fired too. So basically these employees were left with no recourse to try to save their jobs. And today a judge did that for them, at least temporarily.
Several states have sued over the cuts at the Education Department. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta.
Let me be clear. Only Congress can make such drastic changes, not the agency, not the president.
President Trump's negotiator has arrived in Moscow for talks on the Ukraine ceasefire deal. Trump, in a meeting with NATO Secretary General, said he'd be willing to discuss it with Vladimir Putin.